From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mellon reporting the battle lines are being drawn at the U.S. Capitol. U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence identified the first thing the majority Republican Party should now do in the newly assembled Congress.
The first order of business is to repeal and replace Obamacare. And that was our message today, and it'll be our message on Capitol Hill. And it needs to be done.
But, said Pence, Republicans must avoid hurting consumers as they do that. 16 days before leaving the White House, President Barack Obama championed his landmark overhaul before Democratic lawmakers and urged them to remind voters of how the statute has helped them. He said, look out for the American people. As he left the meeting in response to shouted questions, one congressman quoted Obama as saying, keep up the fight, tell the stories about the people who have benefited from it. The more you can get that message through, the better off we're going to be. Pence spoke to reporters after holding an hour-long session with House Republicans in the Capitol and reportedly told them the goal was to get legislation dismantling the Health Care Act to Trump for his signature by February 20th. Donald Trump has expressed doubts about whether Moscow was involved in hacking computer systems connected to the U.S. Democratic Party. He also has called for improved relations with Russia and even praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for choosing not to respond in kind to last week's expulsion of Russian diplomats from the U.S. At the same time, a leading member of Trump's own party is promising new sanctions against Russia beyond those just imposed by the outgoing Obama administration. Among those targeted by the latest sanctions are top officials. This is VOA News. The White House says President Obama plans to transfer abroad more suspected terrorists held at the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before he leaves office January 20th, thus rebuffing President-elect Trump's call to end such releases. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the reports of the transfer.
I can't speak to any individual notifications that have been made to Congress or give you a specific preview about potential upcoming transfers, but I think I would expect at this point additional transfers to be announced before January 20th.
January 20th is the day Donald Trump will be inaugurated as President of the United States. During his lengthy campaign for the White House, Donald Trump vowed to keep Guantanamo open, saying at one point that when he becomes commander-in-chief, he plans to load it up with some bad dudes, is what he said. Officials are investigating after a prominent part of Washington's skyline went dark. The National Park Service tweeted Tuesday night that the Washington Monument's lights went out around 7 p.m. Officials later said they believe there's a problem with the automated program that controls the monument's lights, and electricians will be able to confirm whether that is a problem later today. The monument has been closed to visitors since August because of ongoing problems with its elevator, which carries visitors to an observation deck near the top of the 555-foot-tall monument. It usually draws 600,000 visitors a year. Four security guards working for the United Nations have been wounded after a car bomb explosion near their compound in Mogadishu. That from Somali officials who say all of the victims are Somalis. One of them, the chief of the local security guards, suffered severe injuries, according to officials. Reuters news agency reports that the militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The explosion occurred in a garage next to the compound of the United Nations Development Program in the capital. Nine people have been arrested in connection with the blast. Officials said most of those arrested were detained from another garage where the car was parked overnight. Turkey has identified the gunman in the Istanbul nightclub massacre, according to the foreign minister, as the president of Turkey vowed that the country will not surrender to terrorists or become divided. The gunman, who killed 39 people during New Year's celebrations at the Reina Club, is still at large, but Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said authorities had identified the man, but he failed to provide any details. Turkish police, meanwhile, detained 20 suspected Islamic State group militants, including 11 women believed to be linked to the attack. I'm Ira Mellman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.